Hello, fam of Grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. When the chapter edition today is when the chapter is Job chapter 13. As you listen for the word of God, mighty King of Kings, thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision, and thank you for always being there for us, Father. What we have gone through in our thoughts and our actions, and what we have done and what we have failed to do, Father, may you please forgive us, may you continue strengthening us, may you send on your Holy Spirit to come and guide us and be with us in everything that we do, Father. May you continue guiding us and showing your mercy upon us in every way that we do, Father, all the works that we carry on, Father, all those who are sick, all those who are in pain, all those who are in distress, we pray that may you heal them and may you be there for them. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without us wasting time, let's go straight to Job chapter 13. My eyes have seen all this, my ears have heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you, but I desire to speak to the Almighty and urge my case with God. You, however, smear me with lies. You are worthless physicians, all of you. If only you would be altogether silent, for you that would be wisdom. Hear now my argument. Listen to the pleas of my lips. Will you speak wickedly on God's behalf? Will you speak deceitfully for him? Will you show him partiality? Will you urge the Lord's case? Would it turn out well if he examined you? Would you deceive him as you deceive a mortal? He would surely call you to account if he secretly showed partiality. Would not his splendor terrify you? Would not the dread of him fall on you? Your maxims are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Keep silent and let me speak. Then let come to me what may. Why do I put myself in jeopardy and take my life in my hands? Though he slay me, yet I will continually have hope in him. I will surely defend my ways to his face. Indeed, this will turn out for my deliverance, for no godless person would dare come before him. Listen carefully to what I say. Let my words ring in your ears. Now that I have prepared my case, I know I will be vindicated. Can anyone bring charges against me? If so, I'll be silent and die. Only grant me these two things, God, and I will not hide from you. Withdraw your hand far from me and stop frightening me with your terrors. Then summon me and I will answer, or let me speak and reply to me. How many wrongs and sins have I committed? Show me my offense and my sin. Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy? Will you torment a wind-blown leaf? Will you chase after dry chaff? For you write down bitter things against me and make me reap the sins of my youth. You fasten my feet in shackles. You keep close watch on my path by putting marks on the sole of my feet. So man wastes away like something rotten, like a garment eaten by moth. And that is our wonder chapter for today. Amen. And what message do I have for you from today's wonder chapter? The first one comes from verse 3. But I desire to speak to the Almighty and urge you my case with God. Amen. And this just struck me, that so many times as Christians, we waste time trying to, we waste time trying to prove our worth to other people, amen? We waste time trying to battle our name, trying to make good names for ourselves to people, that we forget about the Lord. I'm not saying that you should have a bad name, you should have a bad trait, no. So many times we want, acceptance from people. It's like we have turned people into our small gods. But the Bible is reminding us today that we should not forget the Lord. That we should always fight our cases with the Lord. If you have a problem, go straight to the person who created you. He will help you solve it. He has the solution. So many times we run to people who don't even have permanent solutions. And you find yourself, a problem is recurring on and on. And you ask yourself really, but what is wrong with me? What haven't I done? You get stuck. You get frustrated. Why? Because you are trying to look for heavenly solutions from mortal humans, from flesh, and it will never happen. Take your case to God and do it with God. Get on your knees, pray. And then going to verse 5, if all you would be together silent, for you that would be wisdom. Here we see Job asking his friends to be silent, and something really struck me. The gold in silence. You see, sometimes we are so much in noise in quotes. Sometimes we are in a very loud place, loud in quotes, that we can't even hear what God has planned for us, amen? That we can't even hear what God is doing for us, amen? That we can't even see how the Lord is moving and working wonders for us. And that we can't even hear what He's trying to tell us. Why? Because we are covered in noise. And sometimes it's not necessarily noise, but it's unidirectional communication. You are there just saying, God, this, God, this, God, this, that you don't have time to keep in silence and listen to what God has planned for you. That you don't have time to listen to what God is saying to your prayer. Every time you just want to say, God, help me do this, God, I need this, God, I want this, God, but my neighbor has a car I don't have. Find time, get in silence and say, God, speak, your servant is listening. And God will really bless you. Trust me, there's something that you will hear and you'll be like, oh God, if only I had heard this before, but better late than never. When you continue to verse 9, what does verse 9 say? Actually, verse 7 rather. Verse 7 says, will you speak wickedly on God's behalf? Will you deceive Him? It just made me remember something. I'm going to verse 9. Would it turn out well if He examined you? Would you deceive Him as you might deceive a mortal? Those are two things that I really want us to focus on. Would it turn out well if God examined you? If God today came and brought a large screen and played it for the public, would you be happy? Would God find good in you if He opened up your hearts and showed all the things you do in darkness? If He examined you, and you know how they carried an examination, a thorough examination, would you be proud of what you would see? You're the only person who can answer that question. And Nicodemus asks us, verse 9, could you deceive Him as we might deceive a mortal? The answer is no, you can't. You can't deceive the Lord, because even for those things that you do in the darkness, He is seeing you. And that's why verse 10 says, He would surely call you to account if you secretly showed partiality. All the things that we'll be doing, one day we shall be held accountable for it, whether you want it or not. So in whatever you do, do knowing that one day when the time comes, you will have to be accountable for everything. And lastly, verse 15. Though He slay me, yet I will hope in Him. I will surely defend my ways to His face. Amen. Let's always seek the Lord. Let Him be the pillar of our hope. Why? Because so many times the Lord has done beautiful things in our lives, and there's nothing that will stop Him from doing it again. Brothers and sisters, no matter what you are going through, always hold on to the Lord, for He has strength. For He's going to show you something that no one else has shown you. He's going to enlighten you in a way that no one has ever enlightened you. That's all I had for you today. Get some time and read Job chapter 13. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of provision. Thank you for everything that you have done for us, Father. All the things that you still have planned for us. May you continue protecting us. May you continue guiding us, Father. For all the times that we have forgotten about you, Father. For all the times that we have not been in silence enough to hear you. We feel as the Holy Spirit to always help us distinguish your voice from the so many voices that we hear nowadays. We pray that may you strengthen us. May you always keep on pardoning us, Father, from all the offense that you have committed. We thank you for today's wonder chapter. We pray that, Father, may you let its word dwell among us, that we at least put one thing into practice. We pray this, believing and trusting in the mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. Thank you.